Philemon chapter 1, since it's the only chapter, but Philemon 1. And tonight we're going to pick up with verse 4 and 5. Kind of again to set the context of the thing, we'll go back to verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. And again, remember, as we said last week, they dwelt at Colossae. So sometimes to understand what's going on here, it's good to read the book of Colossians and Philemon together. And to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now tonight, verse 4 and 5. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father, for these young folks, Lord, singing tonight. Lord, please let them know what a blessing it was to me and others here and how much we appreciate it. Lord, please bless our time. Instruct us out of thy word. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all can be seated. Okay. Brethren, not a lot of extensive material to cover tonight. But what we are going to cover, I think, is very, very important. I want you to look at verse 4. Paul said in his letter to Philemon, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. So Paul, notice he says, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. Paul prayed for Philemon consistently. He consistently made mention of him in his prayers. Brethren, listen, the word mention in the dictionary means a brief notice or remark expressed in words or writing. Since that's some brevity to it. Mention has some brevity to it. Go to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 and verse 16. Ephesians 1 verse 16. Ephesians 1 verse 16, verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So once again, Paul makes mention of thanks that he renders on behalf of the brethren of Ephesus, and he says he makes mention of them. Go to 1 Thessalonians 1. 1 Thessalonians 1. Brethren, you know something? A lot of things that sometimes can sound good from a pulpit don't really translate into being good for a life. Because it may sound good from a pulpit, but it can just about break your back. Let me give you kind of a little example of such a thing. You've probably heard people say before, you've probably heard somebody say sometime in your life, you know what, if we really believed that there was a hell, we would walk across glass on our knees to people begging them not to go there. Okay, that sounds good. But brethren, nobody knew more that there was a hell than Jesus Christ, and he didn't do that. That's the kind of stuff that makes somebody just about sometimes get in their car and say, well, I just don't. Nobody knew more about hell or loved souls more than Jesus. And what did he do? He did the Father's will. And he told people. But listen, brethren, all our intensity and our emotion will not take and do what only the Holy Ghost can do. You understand? We should have a passion. We should have, there's nothing wrong with that. But brethren, a lot of times people feel guilty. Well, I don't love, so stop. You didn't see the Savior spending just, oh, won't you all? Hey, listen, he did the Father's will. He did the Father's will. And he preached and he told people and he loved souls like no other. Of course, he gave himself. Brethren, sometimes some things can just about break people's backs. And tonight we're going to touch on something in a minute. You know, I guess some things could be said and we could shame each other about more of what we could do in prayer. And of course, God help us all. But brethren, I just hope there's some things tonight, especially starting out, that'll maybe be a help to you. Look here, 1 Thessalonians 1, look at verse number 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Once again, thanksgiving, and he made mention. Have you ever felt shamed and felt reproachful to yourself. Not so much maybe coming from God, but coming from yourself, that you didn't go into more detail about a person or a group in your prayers. It's fine. It's fine that you're making sincere, earnest mention. Don't feel bad about that. Don't feel bad that you just made mention. Brother, have you ever got down to prayer and you brought up somebody and you're like, ah, I just said their name. And you're sitting there agonizing and beating yourself up because you can't think of something else to praise God, brothers, sisters, you made mention of them. Thanks be to God, you made mention. Don't take that as a light thing. Don't take it that you failed, you didn't do your duty, you've let them down. You did. You took the time to make mention of them. That's what Paul said. He said about the Ephesians. He said about. You ever felt like, Lord, I'm trying, but Lord, I'll be. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing good to find the time to pray as much as I did with work and this and other. And you feel, brethren, glory to God, you made mention. You made mention of them. He said, I made mention of the brethren of Ephesus. He said, Philemon, I made mention of you. Again, words mean things, right? So we're supposed to define words. So the word mention in the dictionary, a brief notice or remark expressed in words or writing. Praise God. Don't feel bad if you're praying, hey, Lord, help us so-and-so today. It was, well, glory to God. Don't you go and feel like, oh, I didn't agonize over. Stop. You've got duties you've got to do. There are things you have to do. There's things that are, stop it. Praise be to God. You made mention of somebody in prayer. Don't, and listen, if God puts upon you, you've got the time and you've got, you know, to be, and God puts upon you, okay, fine. But don't castigate yourself just because you made mention of them in prayer. That's a blessing that you did, all right? Listen. But then quickly, it's fine that you make sincere, earnest mention. Go to John 17. John 17. John 17. John 17, verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. What did he do here? Well, we don't see Jesus going, Lord, now for Father, for Bartholomew, for Nathaniel, for James, for... He prayed for them. Now, he prayed for them at times individually. He told Peter, Simon, you know, I prayed for thee that thy faith fell not. Okay, there's some times that the Lord knows what's ahead for Simon, Peter, and prays individually. But sometimes he just generally prays for them. It's okay. It's all right. It's good. All right? It's okay that you make mention. It's okay sometimes to just in a general way. You're making mention of them. Don't castigate yourself. Now listen, if the Holy Ghost tells you, hey, I wanted you to do more than that, or I wanted you to spend a little, okay, fine. But don't castigate yourself because you just made mention. Because you'll sit there and get distracted in your prayer trying to so come up with something more intense because you feel like you're not. And then there'll be no time for anybody else to pray for or do anything. Paul said he made mention. And thanks be to God of just making mention of someone in your prayers. Now, go back to Philemon. Look at this. Not only did he make mention. Verse 4. He says, I thank God making mention of thee always is in my prayers. Notice what else he did. He gave thanks for them. He gave thanks for them. Take your Bible. Go to Romans 1. Romans 1. Now's where it gets a little heavy. Romans 1 verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Philippians 1. Philippians 1 verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Colossians 1. Verse 3. Just bear with me a minute. Colossians 1 verse 3. We give thanks to God and the Father our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. 1 Thessalonians 1. Verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. 2 Thessalonians 1. Just hold on. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. And 2 Timothy 1. 2 Timothy 1, verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. All right. Now, I thought about possibly giving everybody a sheet of paper, but I'm not going to do that. But I want you to take serious what I'm going to tell you. When you pray for folks, do you also give thanks for them? Before you start praying for them and about them, find things first to give thanks for about them. Okay, I want you to stop right now. I want you to think about somebody you've been praying for that you've been concerned about. Have you thanked God for that person? And have you looked for things to thank God for them in their life? Did you hear me? Paul consistently. He got on to the brethren at Corinth. He got on to the brethren at different places. But what did he always start out doing? I thank God for you. I thank God for you. He said, your faith groweth. I think he looked for positive things. Then he dealt with the negative things. All right. If any of you have been praying for a friend, a co-worker, a husband, a wife, a child, a parent, have you first taken time to give thanks for them and specifically looked for things that you could thank God for them about? If you've not, then you're being wrong. You're being wrong. Is there somebody you're praying about, you're concerned about? Have you got down and said, Father, I want to thank you for whoever the person is. God, thank you for them. Thank you, Lord, for this thing about them. And thank you for that. God, I sincerely thank you. If all you can see is their problem and you can't give thanks for them, you're not doing right. Do you understand me? Brother, this ain't no light thing. Brethren, listen. Listen to me real good. Are we possibly guilty of being unthankful? Go to 2 Timothy 3. Yeah, but stop it. Stop it. Listen. Did you know it'll change your heart? Because oftentimes what we're doing, we're praying about somebody because all we can see is how we've been wronged, we've been done wrong. All we can see is us. That's unbalanced. But you got to stop. Paul did it. He did it. The Bible speaks of it. And give thanks. Who have you been praying for? And I mean, that's thank God. Thanks be to God. But who have you been not only praying for, but maybe praying about? But you have not yet gave thanks to God for them. And are you going to change that? Are you going to change? If it, I thought about passing out papers for you to fill out and saying, anybody you've been praying, we want you to look for some things to write down that you can go to God and say, God, thank you that this individual, this and this and this, God, thank you. You're going to tell me that there's nothing you can't give thanks about. Sincere thanks. It'll turn things around. It'll turn things around for you. 2 Timothy 3, look at verse 1. This know also in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. What? Yeah, but Brother Doss, that's... Get out of here. You want it, you hoping it ain't applying to you. Unthankful. Paul gave thanks to brethren that he was going to rebuke as an apostle. As an apostle, he rebuked them. He got on them. And he also gave thanks to them starting out. He gave thanks. He didn't spare them. He didn't spare them, but he gave thanks. Well, what's the big deal? By giving thanks for him, it helped keep his attitude right. It helped keep his attitude right. Because as an apostle, and he's got to get on to them, it helps keep it from getting into fleshly with him. It helps it keep it from him being like, this is Paul getting on them. It stays in the realm of it's God doing it. Because he gave thanks for them. Are you giving thanks? When's the last time that you thanked God for your dad? When's the last time that you in prayer thanked God for your dad? You could tell me there ain't some things you can't thank God for your dad about? No, I don't buy it. When's the last time you thanked God for your mom? When's the last time you thanked God for your son, for your daughter? Listen, for your neighbor, for your brother. When's the last time? If there's somebody you've been praying about or for, did you thank God for them? Now listen, when you thank God for them, maybe this, when's the last time you told them, I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Nothing to thank God about. Guess they're better off dead, huh? You're right. If you can't give thanks for somebody, then what's the use of them, right? They're better off dead. They're better off dead. Maybe you need to help God out and help him make up the list about who needs to be pulled out of this life. Because, I mean, if you can't thank God for something about them, right? They're about to be dead. What's the use of them just taking up space, huh? That's air the rest of us could breathe. Do you understand me? There's some things you can thank God about. You're just not looking for them. Because what you're doing is you are selfishly concerned about how you have been affected, how your life has been upset, and how you, it's all, listen, you are selfishly turning about you. I understand what you're... I hope you do start understanding. In no way, shape, or form am I trying to take and downplay any wrong that anybody has ever done or will do. But you can be just as wrong in your attitude in a different way. When's the last time you've given thanks for somebody you're praying for? When's the last time you've given thanks for somebody in your life? And you can find something to give thanks for. You're just not looking hard enough. And you know what? If you can give thanks to God about them, then you can go the next step and thank them. I ain't doing it. Of course you're not. Because you're rebellious and you're stubborn and you don't realize how bad you are. Whoever you got a problem with, you're just as rebellious. You're just as stubborn. If you won't thank God for them or express to them things that you can honestly, and not just thank you for this, thank you for that. You don't get it. You need to get a hold of God or that attitude can be changed. Pray and hide. John Hyde. John Hyde was probably more spiritual than most of us. John Hyde never got married. He just didn't have the need for it. Devoted himself to, I mean, that's fine. That's Hyde. But here's what John Hyde did. Here's what I mean by him being more spiritual. Not because he wouldn't get married, but being more spiritual than most of us. John Hyde had a brother in Christ that he felt like the guy's heart was cold. He felt like the brother as a minister did not have a soft enough heart that he was cold toward the Lord. And so John Hyde was going to pray about it. You know what most of us would do? Wow. He wasn't going to run his mouth. He wasn't going to say, that brother's got a cold heart. Man, what's he even doing in the ministry? He wasn't going to do that. He's going to pray for him. So John Hyde goes to get down to pray, and the Spirit of God says, "How dare you?" The Spirit of God spoke to his heart, not in an audible voice, but the Spirit of God impressed upon his heart, "John Hyde, how dare you pray for me about this thing you perceive in his life?" John Hyde thanked me for the good things in that man's life. So John Hyde started thinking. And he said, "Lord, he's done this, God, and he loves you, Lord." And he started thinking about things that were good in that man's life. And he started thanking God for the good things in that man's life. Rather than, I mean, most of us would be, you know, but he was going to pray for the guy. The Holy Ghost said, "Pray for him, thank me for him." John Hyde came down off that mountain lighter. And you've heard me tell, he ran into that fella. The guy was beaming. And he said, "Brother Hyde, I don't know what's happened to me today. But it's like the love of God has just infused me and just poured out upon me. And I just feel so happy and joy." And boy, it was a revelation to John Hyde that no doubt he never forgot. Yes, that man did need a softer heart. But Hyde went about it the wrong way. He thanked God for things about that man. Paul, as in his position as an apostle, had to get on them at times. But he thanked God for the right things he could thank God about. And if you're going to tell me that there's nothing in the life of your dad, your mom, your son, your daughter, your brother and sister, if you're going to tell me there's not something you can thank God about, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You don't want to find it. You like being bitter. You like the little hole that you built for yourself. You like that. You like justifying it. You don't want to thank God for them. You're putting yourself in a cage of your own making. You've got to learn to give thanks. When's the last time you've done it? Are you praying about something for somebody? Well, did you start out by saying, "Lord, I want to thank you for this. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for this person. I want to thank you." Look for something to thank. I didn't say to pretend that something's not what it is. I didn't say there's not burdens that you can't pour out. I didn't say that. I didn't say there aren't some things at times to be addressed as long as you have the authority to address it. But are there some things that you've thanked God about? And that's why Paul started the thing about. If not, we are guilty of being unthankful. I mean, look at that crowd listed there in 2 Timothy. Lovers of own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blaspheme, unthankful. Unthankful. Isn't that the way things are today? We're always. Don't we look at this world? This world's always about their self. This world's always about self. How I've been done. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to this. I'm going to that. Brethren, spiritually, we do the same thing. We don't say, "I'm going to sue you." I'm just going to tell the Lord on you. I'm just going to tell the Lord on you. I'm just going to tell the Lord on you. Because you know what? It's me, 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 me. God, brethren, look here. God's trying to help you. God's trying to help me. God's trying to help us all. Brethren, look here. Not saying that there aren't situations, but brethren, look. The safe thing that keeps us right and keeps us from falling into bitterness is giving thanks. Giving thanks. So if there's somebody you're concerned about and you're praying about, and I'm not saying that that's a wrong thing to do. I'm not saying that there's not any, but have you started out pausing to think about and honestly give thanks to God for? Can you imagine what that would do? What if you got down to pray and instead of, "Lord, help," you started out just pausing. "Lord, thank you that God, my wife, my husband, my father, my mother, my child, they've never done this to me. God, this has never happened. God, this has never. Lord, thank you. God, thank you that they bring." I mean, can you imagine if you started out actively looking for some things to thank God about? Imagine what that'll do. It's a right thing. Now, you don't have to. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. But if you're not willing to, you're showing disobedience, you're showing stubbornness, and you're going to find yourself in a fix. The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So Paul said, do you know what he's going to do with Philemon? He's got to kind of get on to him a little bit. He's going to try, as we go along, Paul's got to get on, a little reproof, a little kind of, he's got to lean on Philemon a little bit with that apostolic authority. He's going to put a little lean on him. But he tells him first that he thanks God. He makes mention of him in his prayers always, and he thanks God. There's thanksgiving. He said, listen, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. There's some things that you can find to give thanks for. Are you guilty of being unthankful? Well, what did Paul give thanks on Philemon's behalf for? He says, verse 5, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Brethren, the love, he gave thanks for the love and the faith that he had toward the Lord Jesus and toward all things, all saints. Wow. You know what? Now, there seems to be a little something going on with Onesimus here. And Paul's going to deal with that. But he says, Philemon, the love you have toward Jesus and toward all the saints. Well, I thank God for that. I thank God for that. And then he's going to give the little lean that he needs to, as he has to do, to help him out with the situation. But he gives thanks. Brethren, I'm telling you, thanksgiving helps temper things out and keeps your attitude and my attitude where it needs to be. It keeps that thing there to where we don't fall prey to bitterness or to any kind of thing or to something that'll eat us alive. It keeps it from happening. It's the same kind of thing that happens with washing somebody's feet. That's awful, man. It's awful hard to keep an attitude towards somebody when you get down and wash their feet. And Jesus did it with, he washed Judas's feet knowing he is going to betray me. Brethren, can I ask you something? And I say it to myself. Who do you think you are? I'm saying it to myself. Jonathan Dawes, who do you think you are? That the Savior could wash the feet of the one going to betray him. And I can't give thanks for others and I can't serve. What? The Savior can show this great humility, but I can't? Come on. Wash the feet of Peter, knowing he would betray him. Is there someone you feel bitterness toward? Folks, listen to me tonight. Listen to me. I can't make you do anything. All I can do as a God-called pastor, all I can do is put out what I know the Scripture gives us because I love you. But I want to ask you, do you have bitterness toward anyone? Your daddy, your mama, your sister, your brother in Christ or in your family, your parent, your child, our neighbor. Do you have bitterness toward somebody? You need to go. You need to give thanks to God for them. Sometime find the time to tell them you give thanks for them. And then you need to go wash their feet. Maybe not physically, but you know what I'm talking about. Go serve them. Go serve them. I can't! Okay, now we're getting where we're at. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. If you're saved, yes, you can. You don't want to. You want to keep yourself in the little bubble of self-will and self-justification that you've built, and you don't want to break out of it because you got used to it. Listen to me. If you're saved, yes, you can. And you are putting yourself in a prison of your own making. No! Okay. It's going to be hard. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? If right now you don't have anything in your heart toward anyone, if you're happy and joyful toward, if you don't have anything, then fine, just file this away for when sometime down the line you may need it. But if before the Lord God Almighty who sees all things right now, if there is some bitterness or an attitude towards someone, you need to give thanks for them before God. You need to let them know, you know what, I just want you to know, I thank God for this about you. And then go wash your feet. Do something for them. Do something for them. Do something nice and out of yourself for them. No! Why? Why not? Because they'll just love it. Or they'll think that's great. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you're just thinking, you know, it'll be a certain way. Well, can I say something to you? We're not worried about what works. We're worried about what's right. Brethren, you don't do right things hoping that it'll work and a person. You do right things because it's right before God. And it frees you. It keeps you from getting hard and cold and bitter. Now, I'm going to tell you again. I'm not going to stand over you. Only task I've got to make sure I do is put forth what the Word of God is and the right principles. But what are you going to do? Is there someone you've been praying about, praying for? Is there someone you got some bitterness toward? You give thanks for them. You find some things to give thanks. But also, take the time to find it. There is something you can give thanks for. Then be willing to go to them and say, you know what? And I mean pray about the right time, not just a matter of, I thank God you've never hit me over the head with a two before. I thank God that as a neighbor, you have never burned my house. I'm not talking about just a rote, mechanical, robotic thing. I'm doing what the preacher said. I thank God. I'm talking about that after you thanked God, you go to them and say, you know, I want to thank you. I want to thank you because of this, this, this. And then wash their feet. Find a way to wash their feet. I tell you who will be happy. You will. You'll be free. You will be free. And you'll take the legs out from under some of the ways the devil tries to take you captive. Father, Father, please. Oh. Help us, everyone here tonight, Lord, to take the time to meditate upon what we've looked at and to see. Lord, there may not be any place that anybody here tonight needs to apply this, but we just need to file it away. But Lord, if there is tonight, Lord, help us to be willing. Lord, instead of resisting, Lord, the principles that your word gives us on these kind of things. Help us, Lord, to be yielded and willing. Lord, to follow these biblical examples. Lord, to be pleasing to thee, to truly walk in a Christ-like manner. And Lord, so that we don't put ourselves in a prison of our own making. Father, help us to understand this, to know how to apply it, and be willing to. We ask this in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.